this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen. This week, I'm talking with Brad Lancaster, and we're talking today about effective tree planting and placement of trees.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the first step to doing that is figure out where you want the tree. Where is it going to provide you the most beneficial services all through the year? So I like to prioritize the placement of my shade trees on the west side of buildings and gathering areas. So they shade me from the hottest time of the day, the afternoon sun. And the next best place would be on the east side. So it's cooler in the morning, but we get just as much solar radiation and heat gain in the morning. So we can shade that out. And then next spot, I'd shade the north side. Why the north side? Because in summer, the sun rises in the northeast and sets in the northwest. So in those early morning and late afternoon hours, north side plantings can help us. But on the south side, I don't want my shade trees where they will shade out the winter sun. Because the winter sun, it's always low in the sky and it's always in the southern part of the sky. So I want to get the most of that free heat and light from that winter sun I can on my south-facing windows and walls. Now, this doesn't mean I can't plant any trees on the south. I just need to plant it far enough to the south that it doesn't shade my windows and walls. So there's a great little ratio, the winter solstice shadow ratio. What is that?
What is that?
So it's a 1 to 1.5 ratio. What it means is for every foot something is tall, like a tree at maturity, it will cast a shadow to the north on the winter solstice, which is December 21st, 1.5 feet in length. So let's say we've got a 10-foot tall pomegranate. Well, it'll cast a shadow 15 feet to the north at noon on December 21st, which is the shortest day of the year with the longest shadows. So if I'm going to plant, let's say, a tree that will grow to be 20 feet tall at maturity, I will walk off 30 feet because 20 times 1.5 equals 30. And I will place my tree 30 feet south of my wall. So once it's all full size, I still get my winter sun. And all this and more is in the new edition of my book, Rainwater Harvesting for Drylands, Volume 1, Second Edition.
Thank you, Brad. This segment was part one of my interview with Brad Lancaster about effective tree planting in Tucson. Part two will air next week on The Weekly Green. To learn more, check out Brad's webpage, harvestingrainwater.com. Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green. Produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.